What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
And of course, Jeff is right. Scott Petrek is standing by right now on the Fan Hotline. Make sure you read him every day. Brownzone.com with Scott Petrek. Hi, Scott. How are you?
Scott.
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. You ready for him to announce the starting quarterback for week one or what?
Yes, I am ready for that.
I think we all are. Give us your assessment of what we saw on Saturday, in particular, Gabriel.
Yeah, I mean, Dylan Gabriel, right? I mean, he's the only quarterback we're talking about. No offense to Tyler Huntley, but he's not going to be around much longer, I wouldn't think. I thought Gabriel was solid. You know, the negatives first, it's the pick six, which the receivers didn't run proper routes, but, you know, he also could have made a better decision. I don't think he has to try to fit it into that window. Could have scrambled or just thrown it away. And then the fumbled handoff with Pierre Strong Jr. Felt like either miscommunication or Gabriel didn't have the right landmarks and didn't quite reach it to Strong. So those two turnovers are huge. But I thought outside of that, he threw the ball well. He was really good on third down, threw to the outside, threw over the middle. And for me, it was important because I thought Gabriel had struggled through big chunks of training camp. So to see him have success in a game was important because I think it, I don't know if the organization had doubts or not, but I would think they should have. And I think that gives everybody more confidence that, okay, this is the guy they thought they were getting when they took him out of Oregon.
Compared to Sanders, comparable? I thought both guys played well. Scott, I've said I just want to see more, and I think it's unfair for anybody to make these grand comparisons and decisions based on one preseason game. But I thought they both did a nice job.
I did too. You know, I mean, if you were going just on the preseason action, I would give a slight nod to Sanders. You know, he threw two touchdowns, didn't turn it over. You know, both those things are really important, so maybe it's a little bit more than a slight edge. I thought he made more explosive plays in the passing game, but I thought Gabriel was good. And, you know, we know that Gabriel had an edge in the organization's eyes when they drafted him and throughout this process. That's why, you know, he got some reps with the ones and why Sanders was always fourth. I think Sanders has been better overall than Gabriel, and that's why, you know, if I were making the decision, I think I'd probably have Sanders ahead on the depth chart. But the way Gabriel played Saturday probably gives the organization enough confidence to say, yeah, Gabriel's still number three on the depth chart.
Do you think they're keeping four quarterbacks and could Pickett end up? I didn't realize it because I was listening to the game. I wanted to make sure I heard it right, that that they were saying that you can just take a player and put him straight on the injured practice squad without having to go through waivers. So that two spots are available there. That to me seems perfect for one of these quarterbacks and one named Pickett in particular. What do you think? Are they keeping four?
Well, you mean they could put Kenny Pickett on the IR?
Yes.
Sit him for four games?
Yes.
Yeah, you could do that. He still has to take a spot. I think he has to take a spot in the 53 for a while, like for a couple of days. But, you could do that. I think they keep four. I think they want Pickett to be healthy week one because the reason you keep four is because you don't want a rookie to start or not to start. You don't want a rookie to be your top backup week one. Anything could happen. Joe Flacco could pull a hamstring. Who knows what could happen? He could hit the first play of the game, and then you're going to one of the rookies, presumably Gabriel, and I don't think they want to do that. So I think that's why you keep four, is so you have Pickett as that insurance policy, and they like Pickett, and there are things they liked about him, and you know, I think they are frustrated that it didn't get to be more of a quarterback competition because of Pickett's hamstring injury. You know, I think there could have been a challenge there to Joe Flacco. So that's why I think they keep four, because even though Gabriel looked solid Saturday, I don't know if it's enough to say, yeah, he can be, you know, one snap away when you're playing Joe Burrow and the Bengals on September 7th.
Scott, we ran a soundbite from Coach Stefanski, and he said something about the quarterbacks and watching and everything else, and then he dropped the, and we've been watching these guys since, you know, since April. And mm-hmm. I thought, okay, does that open the door at all for Kenny Pickett, if he's healthy, to possibly be the starter week one?
Yeah, it's interesting you say that, Jeff. And I had the same thought, but I think the answer is no. Kevin's been saying that all along, and you know he's not going to get away from that now. And I do believe it's been a long process. And if they were giving you, if they were explaining why Gabriel's ahead of Sanders on the depth chart, I think that would be part of it, that in meetings he might be better, and in the huddle he's probably better than Sanders, or at least had been at the beginning. But if Kevin Stefanski were going to name the starter this week, which he said he is, I don't think there's any way he names Kenny Pickett the starter when Kenny Pickett hasn't taken an 11-on-11 snap since July 26th. You know, I think if he really wanted Pickett to be the guy, then you could push back this decision and try to play Pickett Saturday against the Rams and see if he were healthy and capable and how he looked. I just don't feel it's going to go in that direction. I know exactly what you're saying, and yes, maybe that's a loophole there that Kevin's getting to. But I think with Pickett being out for the last, whatever, 3-4 weeks, Joe Flacco has gotten the chance to settle with the starters. I think people are comfortable with him, and I think it just makes sense for Joe Flacco to be the guy to start the season.
Isaiah Bond, now a member of your Cleveland Browns. Let me start here. Is he looking at a suspension still or no?
It's interesting. I can't say that he's not. I know that the league can do whatever it wants. So just because somebody doesn't get charged, I mean, we saw that with Deshaun Watson, right? Watson didn't get charged, and he winds up getting suspended for a long time. So that doesn't mean they can't suspend him. I do think it's different given that he wasn't in the league when the alleged incident happened and the arrest happened. I think that is a factor in any decision that the league would make. So I don't think it's likely, but I can't say conclusively that he will face no discipline from the league.
Football standpoint, I love the signing. You bring in a guy, he cost you nothing but money, and he has references because he played for Tommy Rees in Alabama, and this team needs some wide receiver depth. Football standpoint, I like it. How quickly do you think he might be able to be up to speed?
Yeah, I mean, I think you can do some stuff with him pretty quickly. You know, maybe gadget things. We've seen the Browns run more end-arounds and jet sweeps than I've ever seen Kevin Stefanski run, whether it's practice or these preseason games. Feels like Isaiah Bond is perfect for that, given his, you know, former track speed, or, you know, his track speed. He's a former track star. So I think you can figure out a way to get him on the field relatively early. You know, it doesn't have to be a full, you know, 60 plays a game, but can you get him out there for 15? I don't think that's crazy. And you know, we've talked so often, guys, about how there are questions at that position and how they lacked depth at that position. And I don't know if they were confident the whole time that they were going to sign Isaiah Bond, but at least it looks like there was some kind of plan in place that, okay, they're going to bring in a guy that might have been drafted in the second or third round and has speed that is a big quality for this receiving core that doesn't have a ton of it. So I think they want him up and ready right away. That might be unrealistic given he's a rookie and all that, but I don't think you're going to have to wait too long to see him on the field in some capacity.
So how many wide receivers do they keep? And with Bond coming in, who just got either knocked back to the bubble, the practice squad, free agent trade, or whatever?
Yeah, I think they keep 5 plus DeAndre Carter, who's your returner.
Right.
I think Caden Davis is the guy that likely loses out on a roster spot. But there's always a chance that it's Deontay Johnson. You know, he was a big question mark coming to camp. We know how last season went for him. The Browns signed him to a minimum contract, no guaranteed money. I think he's been a little up and down in camp. you know, I didn't think he did anything early, and then he came on and you saw him and I go, okay, he's going to, you know, I think he's solidifying himself as a guy that's going to be in this rotation. But I don't know if that's guaranteed. You know, there's behind-the-scenes stuff. They need to know, the team needs to know that his head is in the right spot, that he's gotten back into shape like he needed to do, and he wasn't when I think he arrived for camp. So I think he's a question mark. I think it comes down to Caden Davis or Deontay Johnson. You know, Jerry Jeudy, Cedric Tillman, Jamari Thrash, and Bond, I think, are automatics. And then DeAndre Carter, I think, is because he's a returner. And I don't think they keep seven, especially if you keep four quarterbacks. You know, you can't keep a surplus at every spot.
Scott Petrak joining us, Chronicle-Telegram, brownzone.com. You can read all of Scott's work right there. DeJuan Jones started the other day. Interesting. Are they sold on him at left tackle, or are they hopeful on him at left tackle? Or is it one of the same?
No, I think it's more hopeful than sold. It was certainly interesting that Jones played Saturday, and it makes sense. You know, Kevin Stefanski explained it yesterday with him and Cedric Tillman, and it was, you know, he just hasn't taken a lot of reps at left tackle ever, let alone in the NFL. You know, he started three games last year at left tackle and then got hurt. So they want to see more of him. He's struggled against Myles Garrett in practice, which is no surprise. But I think if you don't want Jones, you want game reps against people that aren't Myles Garrett and see, okay, can you build some confidence? Can you feel more comfortable as you get closer to week one? I'm sure he'll play Saturday against the Rams, but, you know, how long are the starters going to play? You know, does he play a quarter? Does he play a half? You know, does he stay out there a little longer than the rest of the linemen? That could be. But I think they are just trying as much as they can to get him as comfortable and confident as he can be for week one. Now, he's going to be the guy. But I think it's premature to say they're sold that he is the answer at left tackle.
Give me the big picture on defense going into this thing, going into the last preseason game, and just your overall feeling on defense.
Well, I'll give you the concern first is corner. Without Martin Emerson Jr., who's out for the season with that torn Achilles, they got to find that third corner spot. And Cameron Mitchell got the first chance. He struggled a little bit. He's given up plays in practice. We saw him give up a touchdown Saturday. Myles Harden is another option in the nickel. You know, seventh round pick a year ago, undersized, but they like him. They like how hard he plays. They've had some other injuries beyond Emerson. Greg Newsom II hasn't been out there much. So I have concerns about that third cornerback spot. Outside of that, I really like what I've seen. If the practices in Philly seem to confirm what we've seen in Berea, that the defense is playing really well. The defensive front is deep and really difficult to block, whether it's rushing the passer or stopping the run. So we've talked about it. This defense has to be top 10 for the Browns to exceed everybody's expectations. And I know it's only training camp in the preseason, but what I've seen makes me confident that the Browns are going to get back to at least close to where they were in 2023 defensively, and then that gives them a shot to win games. They just need to make sure that they can cover people long enough with that third and fourth corner spots.
All right, last question real quick. I'm just curious your thoughts on the post-game comment from Dylan Gabriel about saying what there's entertainers and then there's competitors. Yeah. And people thinking that's a shot at Shador.
Yeah, I mean, I could see where people would make that leap. If you don't have any context, you know, Shador Sanders is an entertainer. There's no doubt about it. He's also a competitor. I'm glad that social media dust up seemed to go away pretty quickly because Gabriel's asked about it and gave, to me, good enough answers to quiet that. You know, I'm still amazed that, you know, a comment can blow up like that in the middle of a game and it becomes a huge thing. Mm-hmm. I don't think he meant Shador Sanders. I think he's way too smart to take a shot like that at a teammate, you know, during the team's broadcast.
Outstanding. Thank you, Scott. Appreciate your time. And, of course, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks, man.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
All right, make sure you're reading Scott every day, brownzone.com.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, 216-474-0092. All right, so this was kind of a hot-button topic. You know, during the game, Dylan Gabriel talking to the Browns preseason network, which is statewide, to Aditi Kinkabala, who's the sideline reporter, and interviewing him after he came out of the game.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And a good conversation, and Aditi was on earlier this morning, too, with the morning show. People are saying that it's a shot at Shador, and maybe I shouldn't say that before you hear it if you haven't heard it yet, but just listen.
You gave us some fabulous wisdom on how you tune out the noise and you don't let it infiltrate yourself. Will you share that with everybody at home?
It's just part of it. You know, there's entertainers and there's competitors, and I totally understand that, and my job is to compete, and that's what I'm focused on doing. Of course, we're doing this mid-game, but, you know, it's something that I'll get used to and just want to be the best team that I can and create an environment where we can all go do our best work. That's all we want to do.
Okay, you heard the entire clip. Jeff, is that a shot at Shador Sanders?
No, sir.
Dan, is that a shot at Shador Sanders?
Nope.
When you hear the entire thing, it makes it different. Now, if you just hear the clip, and by the way, that audio is horrible because all I could hear was the, not on our part, just like over
Dan,
there.
Dan, thanks you for that.
No, nice that's not on you. That's just, could we hear more of the PA and less of the microphone?
Work hard for a man, and this is how he repays you.
Yep.
That's not you.
Beep.
See,
beep,
now you take that beep out of context, and people think that I'm talking about you when I'm actually talking about the audio.
There it is. Watch out, Dan.
So when I heard it at first, I didn't really think about it like that either. I didn't.
I didn't hear the entire thing. I heard somebody.
How could you? You could hear PA, the overhead.
I heard somebody read what was out on social media, and it said some people are entertainers and some are
competitors.
And that immediately sounded like he might be taking a shot at Shador. If you hear it with the question, it's not that way at all, because the way Aditi set it up and asked him, he has said he has used that line before. That's okay.
It did sound like a line that you would have used before, right?
Didn't sound like it was off the cuff, that's for
no,
sure.
No, it sounded like it was something that he was repeating.
Heard, has used before or whatever.
So I didn't think any of it when I saw it. And
here's Dylan Gabriel post-game explaining.
Okay.
All you in this room are entertainers. You have a job to do, and I respect it, right? And I'm a competitor, so I have a job to do as well. Understanding that, that's how I've lived by, and I've said that multiple times, so definitely not a new quote, but something that I've definitely said before.
He expands a little farther.
I'm all about our team, you know what I mean, and each other. I would never make that, and I've said it before. That's why it's interesting. But for me, I've explained it. Entertainers are you all, competitor, that's what I am, and all my teammates, and we both have jobs to do. That's it.
One thing he needs to understand, and I'm sure he does, he's also an entertainer.
Yeah, he is. I mean, he doesn't have a choice.
He plays professional football. He's an entertainer. And media members are also competitors.
Yeah, that's true, too.
So, you know, you can't just say one or the other. But he clearly is an entertainer, and he clearly is a competitor.
Are there people watching? Yes.
Yeah.
Are you on a stage?
You're getting paid a lot of money to play a game? Yeah, why? Because people want entertainment.
It's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get it. I understand it too. I also understand why he said.
Do you take any offense to what he said?
I will tell you this: there was a part of me after the it didn't hit me when I watched it, and there was a part of me that thought, "Well, maybe he was taking a shot at Shador." But the more you listen to everything that he had said, I mean, because God knows Dan loves press conferences, and we listen to every one of them.
Sure
we listen
do.
To all of his.
Love them all.
And the best part about listening to all these press conferences was that I didn't, because we've listened to these press conferences, this is the way he is in every press conference. Like, he didn't deviate
He's real straightforward.
Yeah, he didn't deviate from his personality when he said this. That's why I was like, he didn't go out of his, I didn't think he went out of his way to be like, oh, this is my chance to cut on. I didn't hear that at all.
In his explanation postgame, I thought something was very telling when he said, you know, it's a line I've said before. So I thought, oh, really? Okay. Well, okay. So, you know, he was, I wouldn't say taken off guard, but he thought, you guys interpreted it that way, huh? Okay, well, there you go.
Hmm. Yeah, and so, you know, as I kind of was listening just to the entire story, and then, you know, you looked, and Dan, we were talking this morning because Zach Jackson was on with the morning show as well, and then, you know, I listened to what he had to say, and it kind of made me want to go back and forth on it, perhaps. I don't think Dylan Gabriel was taking a shot, but here's what Zach said.
After dealing with social media hate, mostly from the Sanders side, like, I understand, like, a human response. And I think what Dylan said on the sidelines Saturday was a human response to all of this, because he has been the other guy since April 24th, and his first preseason has been completely undercut by the team choosing to do this. We don't know what he really meant. You know, sometimes after I talk to Jim France, I end up quoting him for a couple of days, so it feels like maybe he was talking to Dan Lanning and quoting him.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. So you think it might have been a shot?
I don't think I need to further speculate. I think you could just play the audio.
You're listening to the whole thing, and now I'm listening to Zach. I don't know, Jeff. Yeah,
I don't think it was a shot. Period. You know, has he been the guy who's been overlooked? Yeah, and we've been pointing that out since the day they were drafted with our fun little shtick.
In accordance with the Radio Act of 1927, equal time for Dylan Gabriel.
Has he been overlooked? You bet he's been overlooked. Shadur is the hype guy.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. Don't blame Shadur.
No.
Dylan Gabriel's had to kind of find his own way here. By the way, he was the Big Ten Offensive Player of the Year last season at Oregon and third in the Heisman Trophy voting. It's pretty good.
I can't believe we just made this into shtick. Good job, guys.
If you met us, we could turn anything
come
into
on,
a shtick.
Come on, man. Everything's a shtick. I still have other things on him that I haven't used yet. We've been using it for months.
Good. I was worried. I was concerned you may have more of that barrel of Dylan Gabriel stats that we all need.
Maybe this. He actually measured 5'11" 1/8" at the combine, so almost 6 foot tall. Only NFL starters under 6 foot, Russell Wilson, Kyler Murray, Bryce Young.
Do you need to get any more out while we have the opportunity?
No, this is a good time. We'll save them.
So I can understand why someone would think that was a shot, but when you listen to the
entire...
Oh, you
know why somebody would think it's a shot, Andy? Because they want to create some stink.
Perhaps. I get it. Oh, you go ahead.
Thank you, Jeff Phelps.
You're welcome.
Beautiful man. You. Thank you.
There are plenty of people that think you are here. Daryl and Solon think so. Hi, Daryl. How are you?
Daryl.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Good. So, a couple things. If it wasn't a shot, and I'm not saying that, I'm not going against you guys, but if you remember, it kind of reminds me of when Oregon was getting ready to play Colorado.
Okay.
And the coach says, hey, we play for wins. They play for likes. And then he says, it's I'm competitors. You guys are entertainers. So now he's trying to slam the media after one preseason game.
No, that's not a slam. Media members are entertainers.
I agree with you. I think it's a slam on the media. I don't think.
Well, I don't. I've always told people my job is two things, to inform and entertain, and not always in that order.
Okay. I take
so you're accepting the fact that he's correct, that saying that we're entertainers.
Well, without question,
yeah,
Andy.
I have a lot of people think we're not entertainers. I'm going to be honest with you.
Because well, they don't have to like it, but that's what we're trying to do.
That's true. You could be a good entertainer or a bad entertainer.
We could stink.
Okay. That's true. Fair.
They'll tell us soon enough. We'll go home.
Go ahead, Daryl.
Get a broom. We'll make a living doing something else.
I also heard one of the newscasters after the game said, hey, I want to thank him. It was a newscast because he says, I didn't know I was an entertainer. So, hey, how do you think about that? So it's just a funny – I'm not saying that he meant it for Shadur, but, you know, that just sounds real familiar. And then, okay, well, why are you slamming – why are you calling – like you said, you don't mind being called an entertainer. Some people didn't know they were entertainers. It just was like, okay. But, I'm like, wow, that's kind of odd, but I just wanted to hear what you guys thought about that.
Daryl, the only thing I can think is that when the game's over, you need to listen to Jeff afterwards. You get more information.
I did.
All right.
Good. We inform and entertain.
That's
hopefully.
Right, Daryl. He's got
not always in that order.
Thank you. We got to get your priorities straight. Get the TV off. Make sure you're listening to Jeff. Quickly, Chuck and Hudson. Hi, Chuck.
Charles.
Yo, people who think that Dylan Gabriel was taking a shot at anybody really need to get lives, because that's just ridiculous to think that he meant anything by that. And the other thing about that game, you know, that the pick he threw, not his fault. Obviously, receivers in the same area, but did you see the tight end pull his hands back? That's a cardinal sin. If the ball is catchable, you catch it. You don't think it's intended for somebody else. That's all I got.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Shouldn't have thrown the pass.
I thought Gerard's take on it, I thought was interesting because he was on the field and he was just saying, he said yes. I think all the guys on the broadcast said he should not have thrown the pass, but there was other stuff going on.
Completely botched.
Especially
play.
Because Deontay Johnson, he had two receivers in the same area, which should have been the red flag for him to say, don't throw the ball.
Right, exactly right.
And
Deontay was past the throw, too. So, I mean, it's not like Deontay could have come back.
Well, yeah.
Regardless, he was past the throw, so he couldn't have come back to get it. Dylan shouldn't have thrown the ball.
He shouldn't have. And then you're not talking about picks. It was weird because everything he did up to that point was like, wow, wow, wow. Oh, back to normal.
Welcome to the NFL.
That's what it felt like. All right, so we'll talk a little bit more about this when we come back. I'm just curious, do you think that he took a shot at him? 216-474-0092.
Even if he did, so what? But I don't think he did.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. It's interesting. This is why we have the art gallery. So everyone could look at a picture and tell you something different about it and tell you how they see it.
Mona Lisa's not smiling.
She is or isn't?
No,
that's my question.
She's not smiling.
Jeff, she's 100% smiling. For the sake of this conversation, she's smiling.
I don't think so, Andy.
Well, I think we can debate that. So the big question is, you know, was Dylan Gabriel trying to take a shot at Shedeur Sanders? I'm listening to Aditi this morning, Aditi Kinkabala, who did the interview, and then just knowing what we've heard from him throughout camp, and then hearing what he had to say post game. Although I do think, yeah, the media part about calling the media entertainers or whatever. Well, yeah, okay, I get it. I understand what he's saying.
That's not an insult.
He's an entertainer too. Sure. Yeah, it's not an insult. It's not. And, you know, I can kind of see both ways on this thing. But for me, I don't think he was taking a shot. I understand why.
And if he was, everybody's interpreting that because it was not asked in the question. Nothing about Shedeur and nothing about Shedeur in his response.
But it isn't.
If you want to think it was, go ahead. You're allowed.
Free country. There are folks out there that, you know, like think he did. Like Ryan in Cleveland. Hi, Rhino.
Hi, Ryan.
Guys, good morning. Absolutely, I think that was a shot at Shedeur. There are 50 other things you can say in a post-game conference. You don't have to say that. If it feels questionable before you say it, then you go to something else. That's one. Real quick, part two, I think Jeff said, if he said it, so what? Here's the thing. If he did say it and he meant it, that's a bad teammate. Guys, love your show. I'll keep listening. See you later.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate it.
I would just say this. First of all, I don't think it was directed at Shedeur at all. Not one bit. If he did, might not be a great teammate, but might be a great competitor. You know what I mean? Hey, I'm going after this gig. And again, I don't think that's the way it was intended at all.
I keep going back and forth because I think what he said was, I think what Mike said too was, is, you know, if you have any doubt about whether you should say it or not.
Well, he said it. He said it before he said.
Yeah.
He didn't hesitate.
I am totally waffling on this thing. Mike is in Cleveland. Hi, Mike.
Michael.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, good.
Yeah, I think might be a little animosity there between those two guys. And because I know when Shedeur was playing against the Panthers, Dylan was down on the sideline. You know, usually a guy stands up on the sideline and watches the team go up and down with the team as they move. He was sitting over there with Watson like he was I don't know what was on his mind, but while he was playing, Shador was, you know, throwing up the peace sign and, you know, hey, we got a touchdown. That's more of a team play.
And sitting on the bench with a towel over his head.
But you know what? He was trying to keep cool, Jeff.
They were all there for Mike. They were all there for 3 hours. We can look at 10 seconds of anything.
Was he wearing
the Carolina Panther game was at night, so it was cool.
Nice, I like that.
But anyway, one other point here.
Anybody can interpret any of this stuff any way they want.
Just a quick question. You can make your second point in a second. Was Dylan wearing his helmet when you saw that, or was he?
No, he wasn't.
You said when he was talking to Watson.
Yeah. He was talking to Watson.
Did he have? I can't remember. Did he have his helmet on or not?
No, he didn't have his helmet on.
Okay, so that he wasn't listening to the plays that were going. Okay, all right. I'm just asking.
Yeah, but he's sitting there with the guy who would be the starting quarterback. Maybe he's trying to learn.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Well, you know, he's lucky he's not in New York. Like Stephen A. Smith say, he had no business saying that as a rookie. I mean, he's not a McMahon or nothing like that. Not McMahon, but you know who I'm talking about.
We don't like it when our rookies aren't bold, and we hate it when they are.
You don't come in with that cocky attitude. You haven't done anything.
I mean, I'm sorry. Have you listened to Shador? He's come off really well, and like he's really confident. That's great. Dylan's done the same thing. Can we please not make anything out of this?
I don't know what you see in this guy.
You have two young guys.
Thanks, Mike.
Who have done a nice job in games. And have both come off really well. I think they've both come off really well. If you want to go ahead and make a stink about one line that he said, not about Shador Sanders, everybody can go ahead. People clearly have their favorites in this situation. That's okay. But if you're looking at it from a football standpoint, Dylan played well. He made one really bad pass. Shador played well. He made one really bad pass. It wasn't picked off. Should have been, but it wasn't. And he made two really nice passes on the touchdowns. They both did a nice job. Can't we just be happy that we have two guys who look pretty good? Can't we?
I'll make this even worse.
Oh, great. Okay,
good.
Crap like this is why guys don't say anything in press conferences. Because I will guarantee you from here on out, Dylan Gabriel is not going to say a damned thing in any press conference following it. You are going to get generic hogwash, and you're going to have to move on from there. He will now say nothing.
Email from Jack. This is a nothing sandwich, Jeff. That is correct, Jack.
Why are people so passionate about this?
Because guys like one guy or the other, Andy. Or neither, and they're rooting for Joe Flacco.
Shaker, hi. Demos, how are you?
Demos.
Hello. Hi. Yes, I agree with both of you here in that I think that Jeff's right that this is, you know, nothing to really be worried about. But I do think that the kid is not media savvy yet. Okay,
which one, Gabriel?
Because
Demos, I disagree. He's really good.
Whoa, hold on. I'm just saying that when you make a statement like that, it does beg the question of like, why don't you just give a pat answer, and why come up with this sort of flowery, you know, message to the world about media and entertainment and this and that. He didn't need to go there. And whatever part of his mind thought he needed to send a message out there, we don't need to hear that. And so whether he was taking a cut at him, whether he was just speaking in general about media, it's like it just didn't come out right. And that's why I'm saying that he, you know, look, he's been in the media glare in Oregon and so forth. I'm just saying that now here in the NFL, if you're going to say stuff like that, and be clear about it at least, because, you know, to Andy's point, what did it mean? Did anyone follow up with him or him personally, or we have to listen to?
Yeah, no, that's where we got the media part. The media part was his follow up to the question that was asked by Aditi
in post game.
So he was asked about it. That's where the whole media thing came out of it. That, like, the media thing didn't come out of the initial soundbite. It came out of what he said in the press conference. It's like,
and that's where context matters, right?
Yeah,
because
correct.
If there's an expanded, you know, answer that he gave, but they cut it down to that one sentence and say, "See, it's about Shador." It's just a way to get more clicks and you know, look, you guys, how many segments are going to be about that on?
How many more segments do we have? We could do 3, 5, 6. I can go. We can go. Anyway, you know, six.
I'm glad six they both are looking good.
Yep.
And I can't wait for Kenny Pickett to get on the field again so we can trade him quick for a fifth or better round. That's what I want.
There you go, Demos. Thank you. Thank you, Demos. Appreciate it.
Gentlemen, a little bit of news out of Ohio State. The Buckeyes have announced that Julian Sayin is quarterback one. Julian Sayin, the starting quarterback of the Buckeyes.
All right, put him on the Browns list for next year.
Is he good to go? Well, there's been a lot of talk about Sayin and Kiholtz, and so...
Just saying.
But coming even out of the spring game, most people said it was Julian Sayin. It was Julian Sayin, Julian Sayin. So now we'll see what he's saying against Texas. Labor Day weekend. Big under the light. Oh, well, if they turn the lights on at noon, then it'll be under the lights.
Good job, Andy.
Big noon game.
You do get Gus Johnson and Joel Klatt. That's pretty darn good.
I think
you can live through that.
I think Gus was bored with the Buckeyes by the end of the year last year.
That is a factual statement.
That, and I think he's great. And
I'm also pretty sure he was renting an apartment at one point because I don't think he left.
He may as well have. I'll take a couple more here. Anthony's in Maple Heights. Hello, Anthony. How are you?
Hey, Anthony.
Hello, guys. Long time no here, but I just wanted to call in. I understand, you know, what the topic is, but I will have to say I got a question to ask y'all.
Sure.
Don't we have more important things to worry about besides some petty statement as far as just concerning the Cleveland Browns?
Anthony, if you were here, I'd give you a hug.
He would. And then you'd feel awkward, and then you'd have to go to HR, and then we'd have something else to talk about.
But you know where you would take that back is I'm a Steelers fan. Go Steelers.
Oh, goodbye. Thank you. So easy.
Anthony, that was well played.
Let's go one more on this. Mark and Wycliffe.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. So real quick about the Dylan Gabriel comment.
Yeah.
I don't think it was a shot at Shador at all. But if you're a Browns fan, which I'm not, I would totally be okay with it. I hope these two don't like each other because the competition will breed success, and they each should be coming into camp every day trying to outdo one another.
Hungry. That's what we want. We want hungry quarterbacks. Thank you, Mark.
And that's what I meant when I said, so what if he did?
I think they both look good in the first two games.
They both did a very nice job, and I want to see more.
And by the way, the only place we might be seeing them now is on the bench. So
maybe.
Because if you got to believe that Pickett can go Saturday, he's going to play the second half.
Why is it that I still have this thought in my head that Kenny Pickett could be named the starter?
It's an interesting point, Jeff.
Even though I don't think he will.
Interesting point. Maybe I'll let you, or maybe you'll talk about that on maybe your own show. Yeah, maybe we'll do that coming up here in a little bit. Oh, boy. Guardians. How are you feeling about them right now? 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.